Welcome everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Yes, Mystery Dog Tater was a little confused. He and Carmen both this morning about going out. Good grief, here we go again. It is sopping wet. We had huge rain over Thanksgiving Day. We had some flooding at the house, which was lovely to get back to a little bit. The volume that we had, the culprit there must have been really, really severe for a while. Wherever you are, if you have any water issues, it's one of the things we'll talk about today, soil issues, moisture issues, drainage, et cetera. We've got some quite a few different things going on in Howard's garden we'll talk about. And if you have anything in your garden you'd like to discuss, give us a buzz. Looks like some people are already calling in. You do that at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478 to talk about primarily gardening and landscaping and pest control and compost issues. Good time to talk about that. We will definitely be talking about tree planting today and transplanting. A lot of issues. I'm involved in some projects that have some interesting things going on. We'll talk about that. If you do, let's discuss it. If you want to bring up something you have a question about, if you have a problem going on landscaping-wise, gardening-wise, vegetable gardening, herb gardening, pots, interior plants, talk about that. So anything you want to discuss, let's chat about it. This first hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. VictorDogFood.com is where you get the information there. Our pooch is a good-looking gal. She's 6 years old, tan-color terrier mix, about 30 pounds. Says she's past the stage of chewing on shoes. I don't know if it's trying to say she used to do that or she never has. But anyway, she's past that point. She likes a good belly rub and long naps. She was not being properly taken care of at the previous place. The owner wasn't able to do that was the issue, apparently. And so she's been getting tender, loving care from the staff and volunteers at the shelter. This is the SPCA in Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas. And if you're in the area, go by and check her out. And also from previous weeks, Blondie, Taffy, and Benz are still waiting for homes. I know everybody's been busy, and sometimes this isn't the best time to be shopping for pets. On the other hand, it really is from the standpoint of what's available down there. Those of you in North Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, wherever else you are in the country, try to support your local rescue organizations. Great place to get a pet. It might be just a wonderful holiday idea for you as well. Thalia is really good looking. Floppy ears, soft coat, really pretty color. So check her out. Her picture, as always, is on our website under the button SPCA. Pet of the week. So go there, dirtdoctor.com. Also, it's the place where you can sign up on the homepage there for the newsletter. We do a weekly newsletter. It's going out a little bit smoother these days than before because of the new technology associated with the new website. And I think you'll like what we cover there. The newsletters are one subject at a time and cover a lot of current issues that we need to be dealing with that range all over the whole subject matter that we cover here on the show. Let's see. Oh, and information is on the website too if you want to get into the other areas that we have there. The library is where everything's free and in alphabetical order, all the subject matter. There is a button there you can click on to join at the top. That's the Organic Club of America. Our Facebook page button is up there at the top. Got some interesting cartoon strip things. I put one up, and some other listeners and readers are putting some of their favorites up there too. So check all that out. My tea this morning, I'm using a store-bought tea that somebody gave me. It's one similar to what I make a lot of times. It has hibiscus and licorice and peppermint in it. What I've added is Turk's cap to it. The Turk's cap bloomed like crazy this year, but the fruit is still kind of slowly limping along as far as coming into ripeness. Ripeness means when the fruit is turned bright red, and that's when you use it for the tea. It's loaded with vitamin C. It's a real good source for you for vitamin C. The way you use it in teas is just chop it up and put it in with the other tea ingredients and steep it just like you do any of the other herbal ingredients in your tea. But what I've started adding now is vinegar, apple cider vinegar. If you've listened to me, you know that I take apple cider vinegar myself on a regular basis. I rinse with it after showers a lot of times, especially when it's hot and I'm going to be out in the sun and all. I'm not a fan of sunblocks, and so I treat from within with vitamin D and vitamin K taken together, and a lot of that. Good sunlight, a good reasonable part of the day, is also a good source of vitamin D. And I think the apple cider vinegar helps a lot. Makes your skin feel good, if nothing else. Really softens it up, and it's a good thing. But taking it internally, I recommend as well. Yeah, good quality organic vinegar, whichever one you want to use. And vinegar, you hear us talk about a lot here. Vinegar is an ingredient in the Garrett juice mixture. If you use an organic apple cider vinegar in it, that's fine. But if you're doing it on any kind of a large scale, just for economics, you can just use any apple cider vinegar. And you really don't need the organic one that's full of the mother that you'd use as a food product as much there anyway. If you do, it's fine. It's the mother might give you a little bit more issues if you're spraying with some kind of sprayer that has a very small orifice, but I don't think it'd be a big issue. I've used it myself, and it's not a big deal. But when you're doing any volume at all, just get an regular apple cider vinegar that doesn't have the vinegar in it, and it goes along with the other ingredients in the Garrett juice, the compost tea, and the molasses, and the liquid seaweed. You can add other things, and we talk about that, and plus all the details about making Garrett juice and what we recommend and why and everything is, of course, on the website. It is the liquid portion of the fertility program that we recommend. For those of you, and I need to finish this in my garden, I have some pansies that I was going to plant in some big pots and in a couple of key spots that I didn't get around to, and they're still in flats. But any winter color, cool season color that you have, pansies, dianthus, violas, Johnny jump ups, snapdragons, kale, list goes on, whatever you have, you do want to do at least one dry fertilizer application with an organic fertilizer, not with Miracle-Gro and the liquid stuff and the liquid synthetic products in general, and not with the dry synthetic fertilizers, but with organic things just like we use on the whole site, and supplement that with the liquid, with the Garrett juice, spray on the foliage and drench into the soil to go along with that at least one dry application of fertilizer. Other things that are going on in my garden, we had started doing some pruning. We had done a fair amount. You don't need to be doing it while it's sopping wet. You're going to have to wait on that. There's some danger issues involved, and it's just better to be out there working with those kind of tools and everything, obviously, when it's dry. You do not need to be thinning plants out just in general, thinning trees out in general. unless there's a need for it, unless you have a view you're trying to open up, you're trying to get some limbs from hitting some building or hitting people or hitting cars or something like that. Those are reasons for you to prune that are for your benefit, not for the tree's benefit. Thinning out rarely is good for the tree. It's okay if you have a tree that's heavy to one side, there's a weight issue, you want to balance it out, that sort of thing. But to think that you need to thin it every year is not true. There are some reasons to thin fruit trees every year for the fruit production, having fewer fruit, more spread out, better, bigger fruit and all that. But again, that's for your benefit, not the trees. More on any of that you'd like after this break. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family health care strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, blackcow, spelled with a K, .com.
Black cow, the mature manure. Black cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go ahead to the phones real quick, and then I'm going to get back. I want to tell you a little bit about what I've been up to over Thanksgiving. We had our annual family golf tournament. Real quick report on that, and then a little bit more on, in fact, quite a bit more I need to talk to you about going on in Howard's garden. But first of all, David in Richardson is up. Hello, David.
Hello, Howard. I was wanting to find out about cayenne pepper as a blood-thinning agent.
Well, it's supposed to be, but if it worked all that well, I probably wouldn't have to be on the blood-thinning medicine I'm on right now for my little blood clot episodes, because I eat a lot of pepper. I eat...
Cayenne pepper?
I don't know that there's that much difference in the different kinds of pepper. There may be, but I eat all kinds of pepper. I eat probably more Tabasco than anything, because Tabasco sauce is something that I use quite a bit. But whenever we cook at home, we're using some kind of hot pepper, some kind of red pepper, up to and including habanero occasionally. Sparsely, because it's so incredibly hot. And then when we eat out, we eat a lot of pepper. We ate at a Chinese place in Houston the other night, as a matter of fact, and my nephews they've lived in Asia and several places, and they really know a lot about it. And we went to a very authentic kind of a Chinese place, and man, these dishes were some kind of hot. So there may be something to it. I've read that and considered it and everything, but how much it helps, I don't have any idea. I think that hot pepper, including cayenne, is good for most people. But on the other hand, David, you know, and I know you're a regular listener, I've talked about the fact that there is a book out there that says that food from plants in the nightshade family are bad for you if you have arthritis, and and can give you arthritis problems. I've had some people call me about it, and they've told me that the regular arthritis doesn't help at all, but the rheumatoid arthritis, it does seem to help to avoid nightshades, which means peppers and tomatoes and eggplant and tobacco, of course. And there's a book about it. We've done newsletters about it, and there's information on the in the library. You can look it up, the information about the book and the author and that theory is all there. So there's information out there about the pros and cons of hot pepper.
Yeah, there's a bunch of information. I've been running across a lot of it.
There's a lot out there, but there's pro and con. And, you know, there may be something about cayenne that's even better, but I don't know how a human being could eat any more hot pepper than I do. We eat a lot of it, so.
Well, I listened to a YouTube by O'Neill, and she said if you put a pack on your feet, if you got cold feet,
mm-hmm.
and sleep in it overnight, you know, put a
wow.
saran wrap around it, and it will warm your feet up and get your blood going. You know, you don't have to eat it. So,
well, I don't doubt that at all. I'm sure that's true. And for example, when I was eating that hot Chinese food the other night, the top of my bald head broke out in a sweat.
So yeah, mine too.
It will definitely change your body temperature. There's no doubt about that. Now, whether you it makes any sense to go to all that trouble to have your feet wrapped up when you go to bed and all that, I don't know. But, David, yeah, having cayenne pepper in your diet, unless you have arthritis and it seems to make it worse, would probably be a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The seed you sent me for the pomegranates?
Mm-hmm. Pomegranate.
Pomegranate.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember sending gosh,
well, about 4 years ago.
Okay, a long time ago we did pomegranate?
Yeah, a long
okay.
time ago. It's about 6 foot high now.
All right, good.
But no blooms.
Wow.
I just wonder how long it would take to...
I've got one that's about 6 feet high in the that grew up by the big one that I have, and it hadn't put on any blooms yet either. You may have... It may be a little bit like pecan that somewhere in the six
it's
to...
It's got a mature...
Yeah, 6 to 8 year... time frame it needs before it starts having flowers. It'll have flowers whether it has good fruit production or not. So it's going to happen. It's just a matter of waiting. Do some Garrett juice on it. I'm sure you probably already do, but that will help get the flower production going
nice
quicker.
Yeah, green, but it's no flowers.
I'd imagine it'll be this next season. Be my guess, David.
Well,
thank
I
you.
Hope so.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Let's talk to Neil real quick, and I'll get back to my rat killing and so forth. Hi, Neil.
I'll tell you today, boy, we are freezing to death up here in Colorado Springs. But anyway, I'm on wafering right now. Blood thinner, you got to stay away from vitamin K. Anything with vitamin K can mess up the blood thinner. But...
Well, there's we don't need to go into that in great detail, but I've spent a lot of time talking and debating that with pulmonologists and all kinds of different people, and there's kind of pro and con about that. I'm still taking vitamin K with the D because most people like Marty Whittakin and all the doctors she deals with and everything think that it's not a problem with blood thinning. And I've cut myself pretty good, including just a couple of days ago before we went on the trip. And I don't bleed much at all, which still makes me kind of scratching my head about how well the blood thinner I'm taking is working. But, I've heard about the blood, the vitamin K thing. Let me put you on hold. I see you had a question about cashew. Let me put you on hold. We'll talk after this break. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number, if you want to get on in line here, and I'd love to talk to you, is 866-444-3478. I was talking to Neil and had to take a little break there. These hard breaks just aren't forgiving, Neil. Sorry about that. You had a question about a plant, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. One of the most bizarre plants in the kingdom of plants is the cashew.
Right.
And, you know, they're very good to eat. They're great for high triglycerides. They'll lower them. But you know what? I didn't know that, first of all, they grow on an apple. The cashew plant has an apple. And the nut is encased in oil that is related to poison ivy.
Yeah, it's an interesting. You're right. It's an interesting plant. Plus, the fact that nut grows outside the fruit.
That's right.
It's one of the few plants where that happens. It happens in other cases too. Strawberries, kind of that way. But
right.
Yeah,
It's not a nut. It's a legume.
Yeah, it's a very unusual plant. What was your question about it? I hope you're not trying to grow it outside in Colorado Springs.
No, it'd be frozen solid.
Yes, it would.
No, wonder if they ever make a mistake in processing this, would you get a reaction like the poison ivy plant gives you?
Well, I've never
processed it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. I guess it's possible, but it's kind of like jicama, same kind of thing. You know, the top of jicama is what's used to make the pesticide rotenone, I believe. It's either it or one that's even more toxic than that. But, you know, the tuber of jicama is what grows down in the soil, and it's delicious. It's one of my favorite ingredients for a salad. But the top of the plant is very toxic. So that happens in the plant world quite a bit.
Well, I'll have to try jicama.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, you can get it at any of the grocery stores, especially things in Colorado. I'm sure you have Trader Joe's and those kind of places, and they will, any of the more healthy kind of grocery stores will have jicama in stock.
It's out here somewhere.
Yeah.
But my thing is that since I'm a diabetic, see, most of my food I'm not allowed to eat any longer, and I should be starving to death right now, you know, because everything is off limits.
Well, I think jicama would be probably fine. You need to do a quick search on it, but I think it would be fine for your diet and really helpful. So give it a try. And the cashews, you're going to have to keep buying them at the store unless you build a mighty big greenhouse and have perfectly developed tropical conditions inside the greenhouse.
I have a lot of cans of cashews, and I think they're great. I also love pistachios. Can you grow a pistachio tree in Colorado?
Nope. Same thing. It needs to have a warm climate as well. We can grow the Chinese pistachio and the Texas pistache here, but the pistachio fruiting plant is a tropical, and you got to have warm weather for it, too.
Right. Well, I'll be moving to Fort Lauderdale here in about a year and a half.
You can do those things down there, so that'd be a good transition.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Howard, and you have a good day, and stay well. You know,
okay.
I just got to 71 years old, and I can't believe it because I spoke to you about chestnuts. Remember that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're just
seems like yesterday.
It's a spring chicken at 71. Well, thanks for calling, Neil, and we'll talk to you again, okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You. Have a good day now.
All right.
Bye.
I've had a little bit of experience with cashew, very little, when I was doing consulting in Costa Rica at the aloe vera farm. They had cashew trees growing around the house where the caretaker lived and all. It was got my first exposure to it. I've got some pretty good photography of that, and I need to dig it out. It was back before I was using a digital camera and wagging my big Nikon around all over the place, and I need to dig some of that out and put it on the website. I don't think I have anything in the library about cashew plant growing, and I probably need to add that in there. Let's see. We'll talk to Mary, and then I'll get back to my stuff. Here's Mary in Kilgore, Texas, not too far from where I grew up in Pittsburgh, Mary.
Right. I have a volunteer tickle tongue tree. You know, that's what the Indians supposedly used to deaden dental problems.
Well, they didn't supposedly. They did. Ash, the prickly ash is the tree, and it's in all my plant books. I think it's a good-looking tree, and it's also host for one of the beautiful swallowtail butterflies, so there's a lot of good benefits to having it, as well as the unique characteristics of the bark, making
That's
your tongue go numb.
I like
numb.
The bark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any – I'm moving down to South Central Texas around
mm-hmm.
Bastrop County.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any place down in that area that would have – a nursery that would have that kind of tree, because this one's too large to move?
Yeah, you can buy it from any of the nurseries that sell native plants, Mary, and any of the garden centers can buy from those companies. For example, in the Austin area, there's two or three growing operations that grow almost exclusively native plants, and the prickly ash, tickle tongue tree, is in that category. It is native to Texas. Grows all over the country. I mean, it's really an easy plant to grow. And it is well armed. People need to know that if they're planting it somewhere near a walkway or something like that. It does have some pretty nasty thorns on the trunk and all over the plant. But it has pretty foliage. It has nice flowers in the spring. It is host to swallowtail butterflies, and then it's got that unique character. If you get a toothache, there's no reason in the world not to cut a little piece of that bark and put it in your mouth. It'll make it go dead in a hurry.
Okay. Well, thank you, Howard.
Okay, appreciate Marie. Thank you for calling. Yeah, and if you need some more information about that, it's on the website, dirtdoctor.com, a lot of photographs. And my tree books, and by the way, all my books, whether it's my book about herbs or bugs or trees or landscaping or whatever, all those books are available. The quickest, easiest way right now, first of all, if you're give your local bookstore and garden center a call. If they don't have any of them, you can buy them online at Amazon and those kind of places just really easily. They're always available that way. We don't sell them, but these other places that sell books do sell my books. And quite a few of them, there's probably 11 or 12 of them, they're still very easy to purchase. Some of the first ones that I did, and there was a couple of them that were simply books that covered my columns, previous columns from my Dallas Morning News weekly column. And a couple of those books, and they may be a little bit hard to find, but I think maybe the rest of the books, the swatcher that I did one time, where like a paint swatcher, you fan it out and look for identifying a plant. To get that, you'd probably have to go to Book Finder, one of those companies that handles old books and does book finding for you, if you can find it at all. It wasn't around a long time. It was kind of cool. It was an idea that one of the publishers had that I said fine, went along with, and it was a publisher that did one of my other books. In fact, I think they did the organic manual at one time. So. By the way, you can get the organic manual free. There's not very many of them left, but one of the things that might be an interesting holiday gift for you is if you join the Organic Club of America, I think it's for a two-year stretch, which doesn't cost very much. One of the things that you get when you join is a copy of the organic manual. I think the last time I asked Doug, we had something like 100, maybe 100 of them left, so may not be that many anymore, but if you want one of those while they're still around, what we're going to do with it, I don't know. I'm probably going to redo it, but I don't know when I'm going to have time and what the timing would be for it. So to get one of the current organic manuals, which it will become a classic, I guess, at some point here in the near future, just join the Organic Club of America and you get one free. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Back to what I was going to tell you about. We do have a tournament. Our family has a tournament every year at Thanksgiving. We have Thanksgiving on Thursday. We have a tournament usually, almost always, I guess, on Friday. And it started out as just a family event. It evolved into having friends come, and there are people all the way from teaching golf professionals that play in it, to people that play on a regular basis like me, to people who play very regularly like Logan and Judy. Their regular golf is once a year, like clockwork, in the tournament. That's the only time that they play. Logan will hit some shots from time to time with me on the driving range and top golf and places like that. And she and Bo will go out and hit some occasionally, but Judy rarely gets in more than the one a year. Well, we were on the same team, me, Judy, Logan, Bo, her husband, and we had one fella guest that used to be a club professional, and he was good. He was we enjoyed playing with him. We came in tied. I think we came in tied for fourth in a field of six teams. The teams were down this year. We shot 5 under. What won it was 11 under. A lot of fun playing at Colony Creek there in Victoria, Texas, and really enjoyed seeing everybody there. What's going on in Howard's garden is kind of interesting. While we were gone, we had a terrible flood, and most of you know now that here in North Texas, and it's happened in some other places as well, we had huge rains in the spring. The soil was completely saturated. There was a lot of damage. It was so heavy, and it lasted a fairly long period of time. We had a little water get under our house at that point, and part of that was some goofy surface grading I had done. It was my fault. Thought I had fixed it because the rain that we had just a few weeks ago that was extremely heavy once again, no water got under the house. So I was being a little bit laid back, and we had some mold developed, not the black mold, but the kind of mold everybody has to some degree. We have a fair amount of it, the green mold, and we were about to go into a remediation process and probably still will. In fact, I know we still will. But this last rain, we got water under the house again, and apparently from what my neighbors told me, we had something like 6 inches that came in a very short period of time. We'll talk about drainage and issues on water with plants when I come back. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActis probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Before I go back to the phones, let's finish up at least part of what I want to talk about in Howard's garden. As I said, we've got some drainage issues from the gigantic rain that happened in such a short period of time. You know, maybe once in a, maybe a fluky deal, once in a lifetime type of thing. You don't know. So I'm going to be going with even having to do some even more sophisticated drainage in the front of the house rather than just the surface drainage. And we have a really unusual place. Our house looks like a slab. You go in to the front door, you know, at grade. There's no steps or anything else, and it looks like it would be a slab. But actually, it's pier and beam, and the crawl space under the house, you know, is down. It's recessed, you know, below that point, obviously. And that's where the water got in originally from a leak, and then it got in from drainage that surface drainage that I screwed up, that I did wrong. And now this time from just gigantic volumes of rain in a really short period of time. So I'm going to have to go to a little bit more heroic kind of thing probably and have interceptor ditches, which you know, you've heard me talk about before. They're pretty simple to build. You build a ditch that's full of gravel to make it move faster. It has PVC, perforated PVC pipe in it. And the ditch goes around to a lower point on the property. And in our case, it's pretty flat. So at some point, we're probably going to have, in addition to that, we're going to need to probably have a sump pump pumping it on down to a lower area. Well, another thing people have finally convinced me of is that when our house was built, it was built a long time ago as a spec house, and it was poorly built. And one of the things they did, it's almost like they decided as an afterthought to put these little raised planters along the front of the house, on looking at the house on both sides. They're not very tall. They're only about a foot tall, maybe a little taller than that, with soil and with plants and with sprinklers. Well, the problem is that those little planters are built up on the brick, and the brick is the soft Mexican brick. It's painted. We painted it a long time ago, and it's been, you know, the part that's covered by the raised planter has the tar and all that kind of treatment, which was done originally. And then through the years, we've violated it from time to time, doing new projects and various kind of things. But everybody has finally convinced me that I need to take those beds out. And rather than take them out, what appears to be the consensus at this point is to kill the irrigation system so you're not sprinkling in there against the soft brick anymore. Could be leading to some of our issues, but it's been that way for, you know, for 50 years. Or more, but to take all the plants out and put in probably some kind of decorative gravel or pebbles or something, which will look fine. It'll be a barrier, and there's a little walkway out from that, and then all the planting goes from that point. And what that does is it moves all of the planting out to at least the point of the drip line of the eaves. Right now there's planting under the eaves, and that's problematic anyway. I would never design a new project that way. At all. I would never have a planting bed that's under the eave or under roof. It's impossible to keep the plants healthy over a long period of time, which I've been fighting to do, and I should have made this change a long time ago, so we'll make that. The remediation is going to be really interesting. I'll tell you more about that at the proper time when we get into it and everything. But to go along and make matters worse with our life and budget and everything, and I think it's related to the water. We have another property where our office is, and it's also part of it is rental property. And the water there seems to be related to a gas line that was probably old and not doing that well anyway, but the soil moving around and stuff, gas line, no smell of gas or anything, but for some reason, gas line is not transporting the gas anymore. Stopped up, corroded, whatever. So plumber redoing that whole thing is also something we're going to be doing, and that's going to have to be being built through roots of plants. Not big trees as much as some trees, but some large shrubs. And so when that project goes in, we'll document how all that works. Looking for new plumbers, by the way, too, and that's something that's interesting right now. And one of the reasons I think it's related to water, plumbers are busy. Everybody's snowed under, so find somebody that has time to, you know, do the new line from meters to the house has not been that easy to do. So if anybody's got any great recommendations there, we are all ears for that. But it's been interesting times for in Howard's Garden stuff. We'll talk more about it. Those of you holding, I promise I'll get to you right at the beginning of the next hour. Telephone number for others if you want to jump on board here is 1-866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter's free. Just sign up on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com to get it sent to you. Digitally, it's not a printed a newsletter, it's just electronic. And all the information about the dogs that we're trying to help under the SPCA button, the library's got everything in alphabetical order, and joining the Organic Club of America and getting that free organic manual like I was telling you about is under the button Organic Club of America. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you for the second hour right after this.